able to set things up so you guys just couldn't make up any ground?
It was hard. I mean, when you play against a team like that, you can't get off to a slow start. Be down 21-0, it's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a real uphill climb from there because of how fast they are and how much, you know, rhythm they have together. They have a lot of guys who've been playing together like 4 years, 5 years together. So, you know, they have a lot of good, you know, rhythm over there. So they know exactly what each guy's going to do. They know who's got who's back. So we just can't get off to a start like that. We have to punch them in the mouth, not let them punch us in the mouth.
Talk about rhythm. You think Teddy maybe a rough day today for him? Couldn't get in sync?
I guess, you know, it's kind of hard. It's just hard for me to tell a lot of things because I'm in the game playing. It's hard for me to really just diagnose and see what's really going on. So I could tell you one answer, but that might not even be the right answer. Tomorrow I have a really good answer when we watch the film and the tape because, like I said, when you're playing, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on.
Is this loss similar to you more so like the Green Bay loss or San Francisco? How would you compare that?
I would have to go with San Francisco. With Green Bay, we were at least, we were in the game the whole time. San Francisco, we were out of the game early. This game, we were out of the game early. But at the end of the day, we can't let this one game define, you know, all the work that we put in, all the great things that we've done this season. We got to just, you know, forget about this loss, you know, get in the work tomorrow and get ready for the start week on Thursday.
And it's rare that since that game in Seattle, it's that if you guys were having an uphill climb, like you said, the defense came up with a good play in other games or special teams. It's rare that nothing came across that way, right?
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's a really unfortunate day when nothing. You know, offense or defense can't get one. You know, usually somebody will be able to get something in a breakthrough some type of way, but the whole team is just kind of slow motion. Man, we can't let that happen. We gotta you know, keep playing and keep fighting. And
what do you say to the younger guys? Because you got Thursday coming up to kind of shake this off because it's different.
Yeah. I mean, you got to forget about it. This game is over. Like, we could sit around and talk about it for 2 hours, 3 hours. We could talk about it for 2-3 days if you want, but it's not going to change the outcome of the game. The game is over. You got to let the game go. We have a short week. We only have like 2 days to practice. You can't dwell on the past. It's done. It's done. We'll have to catch these guys another time. You know, hopefully playoffs or something like that. But until then, it's over. You gotta get ready for Arizona.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's a good thing that you have to get ready for Arizona so fast. Oh. So you guys can't sit on this.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you know, it's late in the season. Guys are nicked up. You know, you always want more recovery time, but. I mean, everybody has to go through it during the season. Just like we played today, have to get ready for Thursday. Arizona has to do the same thing. So there's no advantage to each team, either team.